Welcome. My name is Elliot Dasher. I am a physician and meditation teacher. I am delighted to be your host and partner for our 10-session course, The Practice of Direct Awakening. Each session will consist of a short teaching followed by a practice that will enable you to directly experience the teaching. In this session, we begin with the fundamental practices that will enable you to calm your overactive mind. In further sessions, we will explore the essentials of an awareness-based meditation, an understanding of the two selves, the ego self and the natural self, and finally, we will experience the practice of direct awakening and explore the qualities of human flourishing. Upon the completion of this course, you will understand and experience the two aims of meditation. Each step is essential. Please be attentive to all the practices as I progressively guide you from the basics to the pinnacle of meditation. What are the two aims of meditation? The first is cultivating a healthy human life. The second is transcending our limited day-to-day consciousness to discover our true self and the extraordinary qualities of human flourishing. That's what's called the awakened mind and life. In this session, we begin by focusing on two quick and sure methods for quieting the mind. A calm mind is the basis of all further progress in meditation. Whenever your mind is out of control, these methods will enable you, and you can use them, to calm your mind. They're your go-to practice for stilling the mind. So close your eyes, sit comfortably in a chair or on a cushion, straight back, relaxed. We are now ready for the first practice. I want you to follow this three-part sequence. I will first demonstrate. You begin by taking a deep breath in like this. Then rapidly you blow out your breath. While doing this, you imagine you're dropping or blowing out all of your mental activity. So deep breath in. And then you hold your breath at the end of expiration, the sequence being like this. In, out and dropping, holding. A word about holding your breath. When you hold your breath, you are physiologically deactivating the areas of the brain that are responsible for excess mental activity, what is called the neural default mode. When holding your breath, mental activity ceases and you experience a natural calm and still mind. There is no thought and there is no commentary during the breath hold. Then repeat the sequence, deep breath in, force breath out, as if you're dropping everything from your mind, and rest in the calm mind. Once more, deep breath in, expire and drop. Hold and experience the calm. This is a marvelous, easy technique for calming the mind. Try this on your own for several minutes, and I'll support you here and there with a few words, but otherwise I will remain quiet. After the breath hold, you can carry the feeling of calm awareness into the next in and out breath, sort of remembering it. breath in, forced exhalation, whole breath, rest in the calm stillness. You may extend the duration of the calm mind by prolonging the breath hold. When holding the breath, experience a sense of calm, no commentary, no thoughts about it. Just feel that calmness in mind and body. You can use this powerful ancient practice whenever you need it, during your formal practice when your mind becomes overactive, if it does, or just taking a few moments here and there during your daily activities to just take this deep breath and drop into the calmness. We will be practicing this more in the sessions to come. Now let's practice the second method that will similarly deactivate the brain areas that support the overactive mind. Any activity that focuses awareness on a single object or activity deactivates these brain centers, what we've called the neural default mode. That is what we'll do in this practice. Maintain a focus on natural breathing. So, bring your breath back to normal. Next, diminish the volume of each breath and the frequency of breathing so that you are both comfortable and at the same time breathing slowly, harmoniously, and calmly. Now bring your awareness to your breath. Observe your breath and its movements as it moves in and out of your body. This awareness of witnessing is quite passive. It only notices, it observes. There is no commentary. Once again, the awareness and the attention just notice and observe, nothing more. Be a neutral and gentle witness of your breath. If your mind wanders and gets entangled with a thought, feeling, mental image, or story, let the mental activity dissolve on its own by withdrawing your attention and returning it to the breath. If necessary, add a bit of effort, pulling your awareness back to the breath. So try this for the next several minutes, and I'll support you here and there with a few words, but otherwise I will remain quite quiet. So just a quiet, harmonious, soft breath. Just watch it and be aware of it, without getting drawn into any commentary about it. relax your body, relax your mind fully. So oft harmonious breaths, the quieter your breath is, the more stillness will evolve. Be aware of the breath. Return your mind when it wanders. This attention and this focus is a quieting technique. If your mind is overly active, return for a few rounds to the sequence of deep breath in, forced expiration, and resting on the breath hold. When your mind calms, return to watching your breath. Remain in a passive, neutral awareness of your breath. And you can always take a small hold of your breath, which will give you that calmness that will accentuate the stillness that you're developing. Now, if your mind naturally becomes still, you can slowly let go of the focus on your breath and progressively allow your mind to open up into stillness. Be aware of the stillness, its openness, ease, and lightness. And in your mind, if your mind talks over, you can return to either the deep breathing for a few moments or to watching the breath. The aim here is to learn how to progressively work with the mind. That may mean readjusting the practice as the mind shifts and using either one of these calming approaches when helpful. So now just be still, present, and effortless awareness of the stillness, the background noise come and go on its own. For the remainder of the session, practice on your own breath holding, breath awareness, or resting in the calm, still mind, whichever is appropriate to the state of your mind in the moment. Please practice these methods in both a formal sitting practice by taking small breathing breaks during the day Accustom yourself to using these two methods. In our next session, we will explore the third and subtlest method of overcoming the overactive mind. I will leave you now, but if you wish, you can continue on your own for as long as you would like.